Just dropped in to have a cup of coffee, friend. Yeah, just dropped in to have a cup of coffee, friend. Don't you offer me none of that whiskey.
All right, what the fuck is up, guys? Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be. Coming at you fresh from the coffee bean and tea leaf in Glendale. Beautiful Glendale, California. So order of the day right now is just something low-key, super good, low-key bomb. If you go to Coffee Bean, ask them for a Swedish berries iced tea with the mango syrup. Smacks. Absolute lip smacker. Trust. I don't know what's in it. All I know, it's an herbal iced tea. And it's probably one of the best drinks you can get anywhere. Nothing at Starbucks compares to this. Sorry, Starbucks. You guys are real ones, but it doesn't come close to this. So, and it's been a minute since I did the last podcast. I was just like super bored. I decided to like chime in. There's a lot of shit that's been happening around LA. I kind of just wanted to speak on what I see in the coffee industry and just kind of reconnect with all of you and say what's up. So yeah, welcome in. If you work in coffee, I know you guys have been struggling. If you don't work in coffee and you work in customer service or whatever, you've probably seen a similar thing. Everything's been crazy. The world's kind of coming back from COVID at the moment, although we have this like new like Delta or Lambda scare or whatever the hell is going on. Either way, it's just like fear propaganda. Of course, I don't know. Shout out to everyone who got vaccinated and just, you know, just try to put an end to this and just so we can carry on with our lives. But anyway, yeah, I just wanted to say hi to everyone and reconnect with everyone. Lately I've just been working as a lead barista in Burbank area at this restaurant, and it's been super rad. It's been super refreshing to come into a new setting in that's not a coffee setting and where I'm the only one that is a barista by trade and who is absolutely obsessed with coffee. So it's been refreshing to come into a team that knows nothing about coffee. No one has any barista skills of anything. They just kind of know that coffee is served there, and they have a broad idea of what is served, and they have a, you know, they know vanilla latte and mocha and stuff like that and cold brew, but no one's really trained on extraction or latte art or pour over or nothing like that. So that's been a really cool experience and humbling to come in where I'm kind of, you know, the very humbly and respectfully the big dog in like the yard, kind of the one that knows the most about coffee. So it's been a real like growing opportunity for myself, and like so many learning lessons in being able to connect with people that don't know how to, that don't know anything about coffee, and teach them what I know and kind of learn from things that they know and coffee experiences that they have, and you know, learn their perspective on coffee and like learn what they like to drink since they're not focused on like the specialty side of it and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, I've been bouncing around a couple positions the past year, really. You know, I think a lot of people who work in coffee honestly just kind of end up jumping, finding where they fit best. And you know, coffee is such an interesting industry because, you know, you're either a barista pretty much, and when it comes down to it, you're either like literally a barista or you're a shop owner when it comes down to it. There's so many other avenues for employment and career paths, like roaster and marketing and wholesale and social media and even like at this point influencer, a YouTuber, anything like that. Like shout out James Hoffman and Scott Rao and all those foods, and Sprometheus, all those foods, like super sick. I have so much a deep respect for what they do. It's like where I find myself personally is just the bar, behind the bar, what happens, how can we make the processes behind the bar more efficient, how can I elevate a business with what I know, how can we make a coffee program more profitable so that everybody wins, everybody makes more money. So if you know me, that's kind of, you know, that's where I've been. And you know, shout out to the team at Unity. They've been really cool. I've been able to kind of link with them a little bit, going into like, which is a big thing for me. Like I know like some of you have been kind of keeping up with my story, but it's been a huge thing for myself to be recognized through a DM on Instagram for a coffee consulting project. Like I literally just was scouted out for that. And that's been a very, very refreshing and humbling experience to be kind of chosen to say, hey, you look like you know what you're talking about when it comes to like bar operations and espresso. So would you please set up our coffee program for us? Tell us which equipment to buy and train our staff and kind of make sure that our coffee program is solid and profitable and works. That's kind of been the biggest thing for me, especially coming into that as knowing that my roots are as a Starbucks supervisor. I mean, I used to close Starbucks 5 nights a week, 4:30 to 12 a.m. And I mean, that was just absolutely brutal. And that's just, you know, it sounds like working in a coffee shop, but all it really is just inventory and counting cash and taking care of kids, honestly. Taking care of 18-year-olds that just are working at the end of high school and they're just trying to get a job for the summer or whatever. Like, that's what it honestly is. So coming from that, it's been a very rewarding and enriching experience to come into that, and I'm very, very thankful. But I kind of wanted to just like talk about what's been going on. Like, everything's been opening back up slowly. It's been such a treat to serve espresso for here, latte for here, and, you know, walk that drink to someone's table, set it down on the table, and literally see their face light up with joy as they say, wow, that's so pretty. Oh my goodness, that looks magnificent. That looks gorgeous, whatever they say. But there's something literally so emotionally fulfilling for me personally. And I know a lot of other baristas can relate to this, but when you have an espresso that you've timed it perfectly, you have the dial on point, you steam that milk on point, you fucking pour that milk so on point with beautiful layers, centered, contrast, and it's placed nicely, you walk it to the table without spilling a single drop, and then boom, it's there, delivered to the table, and you watch their face light up. There's something about that that literally like adds fuel to my fire of passion of doing this. And that's just a real thing. And I don't care how stupid it sounds to anyone who doesn't work in coffee or people who work in coffee that don't really care, but there is something to that. And it's something that keeps me going and reminds me of why I do that. It's serving someone this delicious drink that they paid their hard-earned money for. And it's something just I enjoy so, so much. So being able to do that the past couple of months has been such a rad experience, because I mean, you guys saw like everything open up like last summer with when COVID was supposedly kind of done, and it was still like all for here. So that's been a huge thing. A lot of coffee shops are, you know, seeking new people. So I feel like all across LA, there's this whole new wave of new baristas and, you know, experienced baristas finding employment through other jobs because their last coffee shop, you know, laid them off, or they did them dirty when COVID hit, and, you know, everyone got really snaky and kind of grimy, you know, things got weird for a second. So, you know, I know it's fucking tough out there, and there's a lot of baristas worth their weight in coffee beans that are, you know, looking for solid employment. They're looking for solid management. They're looking for people that are going to take care of them, and they're looking to put on for a business, and they're looking to, you know, show up, play the part, and, you know, elevate a coffee shop and just do the most. So I see all of you guys. You're heard, you're seen, you're understood. I just want to make that clear. So, I mean, if you're going to your coffee shop, you know, don't skip the tip option. I myself, you know, I tip 50 cents at least. Like, you know, barista wages are what they are, but, you know, the least you can do is tack on a 50 cent, especially if you're a regular. Those 50 cents are going to add up. They see you even make the effort to tip, and it means a lot to everyone, even just to see that little bit. It just can literally make someone's day. So I would say, you know, don't skip the tip option. You know, toss them 50 cents, a quarter, whatever, something, whatever you can. Show them that gratitude. They're going to show it back. You might, you know what it's like to be a regular at a coffee shop. They're eventually going to start hooking you up and just wave you down to the bar and ask you what you want to drink. So yeah, I mean, if you don't live in LA, if you live in a similar big city, like, I don't know, Portland, Seattle, Chicago, Nashville, wherever, Washington, D.C., chime in, hit my DMs. What is it like over there? Like, LA has just been literally, you just drive down, you drive anywhere, West Hollywood, Glendale, Highland Park, you see everybody, literally everybody, everybody has a business is hiring. They're all looking for new hires, they're looking for new employees, fresh faces, someone to kickstart their business back into gear, going into the next year. And it's just been like this whole like kind of stressful thing. Like even myself, I was tasked with hiring one or two baristas and no one hit me back. No one. It's just tough to find people. I don't know why. I would love to know someone else's perspective on it, but even myself, like, I mean, you guys follow my page and stuff, but even for myself, I could not even find one barista. It had to be the homie that knows nothing about coffee, but what he does have is like a willingness to work. So like, you know, shout out him, but I would love to hear some other people's perspectives that are from different cities and kind of talk to me about how your experience during COVID was and how you've seen your city kind of spring back in terms of like specialty coffee and like even maybe not even like specialty coffee per se, but like even like right now I'm at a coffee bean. Like, I don't know, I see a lot of new faces and I'll go to like, I've been even like at Starbucks or Pete's or Phil's or whatever. And like everybody's got now hiring signs on the door. So feels like it's been a whole revolution of coffee workers in LA at least. I'm really curious about other big cities. I'm sure it's like a whole mess. As far as like what's going on in coffee world, I wish I had more to talk about. I really don't care about what the SCA has going on or whatever. You know, I'll chime in on sometimes on what's going on with a few different coffee roasters or whatever. I mean, the last month I was at the Crown in Oakland by Royal Coffee. That's a super killer spot. I hadn't been there in 2 years, so it meant a lot. It had a lot of sentimental value to go back there and get a coffee. It was just a cool spot. But again, like going in there, it's like vibes are weird. It's not like how I remembered it being pre-COVID, like 2 years ago, summer of 2018. I walked in, or 3 years ago, my bad. But I walked in there and it's just like this, there's this coldness to it where it's like, whoa, like I remember there being like 100, 200 people in there for some coffee discussions that were taking place. And now it's like, you know, you just see someone roasting in the back and there's like one or two baristas at the front. It's kind of quiet. And it's like the vibes are definitely different across the board for all coffee shops, I'm sure. I'm sure like everyone's just like still feeling it out. I see a lot of the home barista thing on my Instagram. So shout out to the home baristas. You guys are the real ones. You live in your own little world. That's sick. Don't let anyone tell you nothing about your coffee. I think it's really cool that, you know, people are able to afford their own espresso machines and their own equipment to be able to explore coffee on their own terms at home. I wish I could do that. I would love a $10,000 grant so I could be able to do that and hook myself up with some machines. If someone wants to sponsor that, you know, Victoria Arduino, if you want to send me a Prima, the Eagle One Prima, if you want to send me one, feel free. San Remo, feel free. You know, just saying, respectfully, I would love that. All right, I'm not going to talk about any videos this time, although I could. There's plenty of bad ones out there. You guys obviously send them to me. I'm just going to hit some questions. Let's see, first fan-submitted question. This user says, how are you so sexy? Interesting. Huh. How am I so sexy? So I think it's the caffeine tatted on my fingers. If you don't know, if you're listening to this, I definitely have caffeine tatted on my fingers. It is an 8-letter word. When I got the tattoo, I thought we did misplace the E and the I on my left hand, but that was a little heart attack, but it's all good. I don't know. I guess just get more cringy tattoos, do your push-ups, and you know, face wash and keep yourself well groomed and rock a nice fit. That's how I keep myself so sexy. I recommend everyone do the same. Thank you for your opinion, user, Instagram user. Second user, the homie Jeff. When are we getting drinks? Dude, I'm so down to get drinks. I'm so down for a coffee crawl. Given that I have the time and it's not too far out for me, I'm always down to link up, talk coffee, meet you all, anyone who follows me in the LA area, or if I'm in another city, I'm so down. Just literally shoot me a DM. I check the shit every day. I'm addicted to Instagram just like everybody else. I'm so down to get drinks and talk coffee and do whatever. Like, especially if it's a new shop, I'm so down. You know, I'd love to post a review, meet the owners or whatever. Like, I don't know. That's been like literally that's how this Instagram page, this whole thing started. It was just a straight up just a passion for coffee shops, talking to business owners, talking to baristas. What is your job? What's going on? What do you think about your coffee? Talk to me about what's going on in the neighborhood. Anything. Like, literally that core aspect of community has been so enriching for me. You know, coming out, I think, you know, like a lot of people, they get into coffee from hard times, and obviously that's where my page comes from. You know, pretty difficult, hard time in my life. That's literally how this page got started, out of boredom and a whole ass existential crisis where I didn't know what to do with myself. So I was like, okay, I love coffee. I'm moving into the specialty coffee world out of Starbucks, so I need something to do. So I guess I'll just post coffee shop reviews in black and white. Like, I don't know, that's just where my head went. So, and like a lot of people that go to specialty coffee shops, I'm sure everyone's going through some shit. I guess to bring it back to that, yeah, I would love to go get drinks, because that those bonding moments are what give me purpose in life and what make me feel enriched as a person living on this earth. So shout out to everyone going in through hard times. I know the coffee shop is literally a safe space and a mental home, like that third, like, you know, Starbucks says the third space, but that it's really, really honestly real. And I've, you know, even from my days at Starbucks, you see the same people come in every day because they either have nowhere else to go, like our houseless neighbors, or they just rather be there than be home because it's comfortable. You see people working. There's a flow to it. There's people coming in and out. The sounds of the coffee shop, the sounds of the steam wand, the espresso, the banter of the employees, the laughs, the employees walking in front of you to take out the trash and then checking in on you, and the change in environment or whatever it may be. I get it. I've been there, and I'm, you know, that's our job as baristas, is to create that space for people. And, you know, with a cup of coffee, make someone's day and make someone's existence better and lessen someone's suffering and, you know, be a caretaker in a way and just be wholesome. So, yeah, I guess to bring it back, I I'm always down to get drinks. Just shoot me a DM. My messages are open. My website is there. My email is there. Feel free. Reach out if you need suggestions on coffee shops or whatever. You know, I'm there. And yeah, so this paper, oh shit, I just ripped it. Anyway, this paper that I have with me is, I'm at Coffee Bean, and they have this pamphlet that's called the Coffee Bean Guide. And what it is literally just a menu, essentially. It's essentially just a menu of, it's organized by light, medium, dark, and then limited and reserved coffees. And then it has organic, certified, flavored, and then decaf coffees. And it's just like this brochure talking about coffees, which is so interesting. Like, what other coffee shop do you see any kind of menu or any kind of paper that you can actually grab it and learn about their coffees? And even on this list, it's a pretty decent list, but it has this orange kind of coffee bean icon next to it, which means signature coffee. Yeah, so it's just like coffees they're featuring, I guess. And, you know, there's things like, you know, there's familiar names like from Starbucks, like Colombia Nariño, Kenya AA, Mocha Java Blend, which is hilarious, Espresso Roast Blend, Viennese Roast Blend, Hazelnut Coffee, Mexico Organic, House Blend, you know, stuff like that. Like, there's the classics, but it's the thing to me, what's fascinating is that it's here. It's there for you to grab, and they want you to learn about the coffees. Like, I don't care what kind of, like, dumbass criticism or negative things anyone has to say about Coffee Bean tea, you know, Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf's coffees or whatever. They pull manual espresso, mind you, and they're trying to teach you about the coffees. Just that concept alone, I think, is very important and very industry leading, in that it's like they're not just here to make a transaction. They actually you know, in their own way. They want to teach you something, and I think that's important. This is like, you won't see this kind of service, this kind of connection at any, and I won't say, not say any, but at most coffee shops, especially in LA, in West Hollywood, in Highland Park, downtown LA, Eagle Rock, Glendale, Culver City, Venice. I've never seen anything like this, a connection like this with paperwork and a description of their coffees in any specialty coffee setting. I've never seen it. So even this is just an important thing, and it's something to think about before, you know, specialty coffee foods want to lift their nose up and act like they're better than other people. Like, so yeah, that's my tip. I guess to wrap this up, shout out all the coffee workers. I wanted this to be a short one. You're all appreciated, seen, and heard. I just wanted to, like, kind of refresh this page and show that I'm still here, which I am. Just been super, super busy with a lot of shit. Caffeine Aside issue 2, I just got the okay on the cover. I'm super excited to share that with you all. It's going to be a really interesting one. Sat down with a bunch of homies and interviewed them. Try to show you guys a different side of the coffee industry. And, you know, next time you're in Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf, get a Swedish berries iced tea with some mango syrup. It smacks. And that's kind of all I got for you guys today. I appreciate you, everyone listening. A lot of love and deep respect for you and the coffee industry as a whole. And hell yeah. Catch you guys later. Peace.